Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, thanking sponsors, volunteers, and guests for supporting its annual gala featuring Chef Guy Fieri. A list of the event's sponsors and more information about this November 3rd culinary celebration at stmartin.edu/gala.
Well, Nancy, both you and I love caramels, and for the first 9/10 of my life, I had no fillings, and so was able to eat caramels at will.
Wait a minute. You didn't have fillings. So you have them now, so now you can't eat them?
Oh, no, I'm eating them all right. But now I'm concerned that they might extract one inadvertently.
Well, you know, when I was a child, I loved all those really caramelly, like sugar daddies and those sugar babies and the lollipops that you would take your teeth out. I recently learned to make my own caramels, which is not as hard as I thought it would be. You know, I'm no candy maker, and I'm not really into candy. But caramels, that's another story. And this time of year, I always have to make melted caramel apples for my kid or for parties that he's doing or whatever. And, you know, when you go to the store and you have to buy those bags of Kraft caramels and sit there and unwrap each piece, it takes like 3 hours. I thought, and plus, isn't exactly cheap either when you have to make a bunch of it.
Oh, no.
So instead, I made my own caramels and wrote about that for my column in the Seattle Times this last week.
Well, I read that and I read the recipe, and it's from the Barefoot Contessa, and it looks wonderful. I've never made caramel, and I wanted to ask you something. I know that temperature is critical, and there's always been something about candy thermometers that just always seemed off to me, because they just have that little clip. You know, they're the big glass thermometer, and it's just like in contact with the side of the pot.
Right. I know that doesn't make sense to me either, but apparently it works. And I found when I was reading about caramel and making it, and there's this accuracy test that you can do to find out whether your thermometer works. You put the thermometer in a pot of water and bring the water to a boil. At sea level, it should read 212 degrees Fahrenheit. But the truth is, as much as there was all this talk about making it so precise with that temperature, I found that I was looking for smell a lot when I was making this caramel, visually and aromatically. You know, when it starts turning that really lovely dark brown color, I knew I had it right. And I actually made several different recipes, and I gave you some of the really blonde ones. Did you get both? Do you remember?
We got the dark ones and we got the blonde ones. And now I can't remember which ones we voted for.
Well, I think you voted for the blonde ones, which I love. But what I love the most was when I made this batch of two different types of caramels, I brought it into the Seattle Times office, and I was just walking around kind of trick-or-treating way in advance of the holiday season. It was amazing to me how different people's opinions were. Well, most folks preferred that brown, chewy recipe, and that's the one I used. There were others like myself who liked that sort of melt-on-the-tongue, golden, salted caramel that was just divine.
Are the brown ones and the blonde ones from different recipes, or do you just...
Those were completely different recipes. You know, if you go online, if you go to my story and to...
Nancy's article in the Pacific Northwest magazine, "Want to Feel Like a Kid? Make Caramels."
Yeah, caramels do the trick, it says. And these are the Florida cells. So, you know, I'm not Fran Bigelow of Fran's Chocolates, or our good friends at Theo. But I think I did pretty well, and I think that anybody who cares to try making caramels for the first time should give it a look and check it right out, because they were delicious, really.
They really were. Give it a try. I'm going to post a link to Nancy's article, and there'll be more about caramels and candy at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.